This is 89.7 WUWM. I'm Annalise Henzel. Many people who give back to the community are motivated by causes that touch them personally. That's the case for Al Berkich. We meet him in this installment of our series, Life's Voices. Berkich made his Wauwatosa restaurant, Cranky Al's, friendly to people with Alzheimer's and other memory loss because of his mother. Berkich stepped away from the donut and pizza shop for a while when his mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's and he became her caregiver.
So I left here for the most part, brought my nephew in here from Chicago, and dedicated the rest of my mom's life to taking care of her. And that took 46 months. It's tough. I wasn't aware of help that was available to caregivers, so we pretty much did it by ourselves and kind of learned as we were going.
Berkich says as the disease took its toll on his mother, it also drained and isolated him. He says he didn't want to take his mom anywhere because her behavior was unpredictable and he didn't know how people would react, so he became reclusive.
You're taking care of someone, yet trying to also take care of yourself, which you let yourself go, and then you have to venture out into unfamiliar territory. That's why for me it was easy just to lock myself in my mom's house and just her and I hung out.
Looking back, Berkich says he realizes he and his mom would have benefited from socialization and support. So since her death, he started helping others struggling with memory loss. Berkich took advice of a social worker who treated his mom and started hosting memory cafes at his restaurant. It's a special night every month, a fellowship for people with memory loss and their loved ones.
Guys, I want to put the table right here, if that's okay.
I stopped by as Berkich was turning a corner of the restaurant into his memory cafe. A facilitator who leads memory cafes passed out colored pencils and paper to the people who gathered around the tables.
So we have an artist coming in to do a really neat project with us this evening. So has anyone heard of Zen Tangles?
Yes.
Steve has? You have not.
That's Cranky Al. He's a jokester.
Tonight's activity is a meditative form of doodling. Berkich's personality helps keep the mood light.
We love it. It's getting bigger and bigger, and I just wish they would let me sing, but they keep saying no, so I don't know. I don't understand that. But
he told him he can only sing if he has a dance routine.
And I'm working on that.
Berkich says first-time participants are typically tentative, but most leave happy and return the next month. He believes once they've successfully ventured into public, they're more likely to make a habit of it instead of living in seclusion.
The main thing is that they just wanted it to be a normal atmosphere, and it's a regular, normal setting. I mean, I have customers that come in and pick up pizzas, and it works out good because we're not hiding anybody from anything. The more people that are comfortable with it, the better the care is going to be. Because they're not afraid to talk and ask questions about how do I do this, how do I do that.
Berkich says the memory cafes can help reduce the stigma surrounding Alzheimer's and other memory loss.
I mean, it's a cruel, cruel disease, and I think what people need to realize is that you can have a life and you can go out, and there are things and organizations that can help you.
While a number of local venues hold monthly memory cafes, Berkich says there's room for more. As he learned, people with memory loss and their caregivers often desperately need companionship and camaraderie. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.